A wonderful new track by a band called Bibio. The song is called Jealous of Roses, and I am your friendly podcast Zimmerman. This is Eric. I'm doing my second podcast. Hopefully this one will sound much better than the first one. I apologize for anyone who downloaded it and could not hear my voice. It was pretty awful. I was actually doing the podcast in the evening. I'm running out of time these days to actually do these things, so my wife was sleeping, and so I really couldn't use my real voice, and I was sort of whispering, and I thought I could probably get away with it, but I realized that I can't. So this is going to have to be something that I make sure that I do during waking hours. Plus, it's like I hadn't had my coffee yet or anything like that. So we're going to move on to probably one of the tracks that really hugely inspired the music I listen to. We're going to go right into a re-release. REM actually this year came out with a 25th anniversary version of their second album, Reckoning. Anyone who's heard that, of course, knows that it's a classic. They also came out with that release it was a 2-CD album, and the second album was a live concert back in 1984, actually at the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago. And this particular track is from that. It's Seven Chinese Brothers. I attribute the track to me getting into REM, and it's a great track. So hope you enjoy it.
This song is for the guy that broke his leg coming in tonight and went to the hospital and came back. Hold up your crutches, guy. Here's my approach. The smell of sweet, short-haired boy, woman offers fill up a seat. Taking one symphony, my home just began to be better. Wrap your heel in bones of steel, turn the blade to twist it better. Bottom weight, still in here in the car. offers, pull up a chair. Taking one symphony in my mind, just speaking to God. Wrap your heel, wrap your heel, wrap your heel again. Autumn wait, it's filling.
One of the things that I have about new music is that there's not really a formula to it. You know, I always think that you can't just sort of take the building blocks and write yourself a good pop song. I mean, it could be popular if it's Britney Spears or something like that. But I think one of the things you notice in music is something just, you have a moment in history and it's just the right place and the right time, things melding together, and you have this moment like Nirvana. Obviously, no one, I don't think, expected Nirvana to happen, but it was this moment where heavy metal sort of like lived its course, and you needed something else, and you had this like punk and heavy metal feel that I think sort of drove bands that were grunge, that were, as I said, loud. And I think that sort of same formula fits in a lot of other places. Although I don't think that this particular band that's coming up has gained the notoriety. I think they deserve it. The band is called Phoenix, and their album is called Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, and this song is called Rome.
Who's the boy you like the most? Is it teasing you with underage? Could he be waving from a tropical sunset? Static silhouette somehow, single in his bed someday. Quiet till it falls.
Dialing needs it to ignore.
to say I'm on the way. 2,000 years remain in a trash can that burned a cigarette somewhere. Ashes still it fall, fall, falls.
Sometimes when you do these podcasts, you realize that you finish them and you start listening to them and you look back at the set list that you're going to create and you forget a song. This is the particular case with this next song. This is actually supposed to be on the last one, and somehow I just completely missed it. The band is called Girls, and I think that the lead singer in this particular instance sounds very much like Elvis Costello. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I love him. The lead singer, in this case, Christopher Owens, actually was part of a religious cult. And it sounds as if the music that he was very much limited to the amount of music that he was able to listen to. And so whenever he did hear music from bands such as Guns N' Roses and Queen, he quite, you know, they were very much influential. But I would not describe his music as really being, you know, from either genre. I think he has a very eclectic mix. And if you listen to his album, at first I was like, well, you know, it sounds very poppy, lollipoppy at the beginning, but it really grows on you. And it's very, it's a very eclectic, diverse album. The particular song that I'm going to play is called Summertime, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, on to some Chicago rock and roll. Of course, as you know, Chicago has created some of the great inventions of the world. The Hostess Twinkie, the Oscar Mayer Wiener, among other things, Quaker Oats, and some good rock and roll music, too. This particular artist, his name is Andrew Bird, and I think he writes some pretty clever lyrics. Some people think it's bullcrap. With some of the crap that actually does come out, I don't mind it. I just think he uses a different dictionary than the rest of us. And for that, it makes it amusing listening too. So, the song is, what song am I playing? Oh No, Andrew Bird.
Salsa remains of what was thought, put unsaid. All the calcified arithmetists were doing the math. take a calculated blow to the head to light the eyes of all the homeless sociopaths. Oh, on and on, we are the homeless sociopaths. Oh, on and on, with all the homeless sociopaths. Calcium mines, you bury deep in your chest. Oh, calcium mines, you bury deep in your chest. Deep in our mind. Ooh, Cassie, your mind. Oh, let's get out of here, past the atmosphere. Squint your eyes and no one dies or goes to jail. Past the silver bridge, oh, the silver bridge, where nothing but a onesie and a veil.
Our second Illinois band, actually not a Chicago band, but an Illinois band, is from Rockford. And I know you're all excited because you're thinking right now I'm going to play Surrender by Cheap Trick. That is not the case. We are talking about a band is actually called Pisces. Now, this particular release was about 30 years ago. Actually, I shouldn't say 30. More like 40 years ago. They were back during the whole psychedelic revolution of the 60s, and there is a Chicago record label called the Numero Group, and they have been for the last couple of years digging up, many times it's more like R&B and soul albums and compilations and releasing them. Typically what they do is they find these records that have never really been released. And they're really giving them their proper due. This is probably a little outside their own genre. As I said, it's called Pisces. The song is called Dear One. But I would really look into what the Numero Group is doing. I think I've actually gotten some of their R&B stuff, and it's really awesome. This, as I said, this is probably more my thing. So that's why I'm putting it here. ¶¶ this point of the podcast is what I call the deer hunter part. And because, of course, during every year you have a full box set worth of music that band Bradford Cox and his little Merry Little Men release. We're going to actually play a song off their Rainwater Cassette Exchange EP, Famous Last Words. As you know, if you listen to the first one, there was a song from Atlas Sound. And so this is another release, and an amazing one is one of my favorite albums of the year. And unfortunately, it's only an EP, so it's you only get to enjoy four songs. So again, Famous Last Words. Pitchfork Music Festival this year, and sadly, this is one of the groups I actually missed. And because they're playing between the Grizzly Bear set, which I really love that album, and Flaming Lips, which I just wanted to see them. But this is one of the great young and up and coming bands. The band's name is Japandroids, and this particular song is called "I Quit Girls."
Thank you.
part two of the Deer Hunter extravaganza, and although we took a break with Japan Droids, we're actually going to play a song as a one of these shoot-off groups from them. One of the members of Deer Hunter came out with their band. The band's name is Lotus Plaza. Came out with a band, or I'm sorry, an album this year as well. And the particular song is called What Grows. And if you like Deer Hunter, I think you're going to like this as well. Well, again, Lotus Plaza, What Grows. As you can imagine, it's interesting to hear just how much influence I think music these days has on some of those bands, that shoegaze genre. It's exploded, and well, I love it, but maybe for some people out there, it's not their thing. This year, in particular, it seemed like to be a great music for rock and roll live music in Chicago, especially at Pritzker Pavilion when you have free shows. This was another free show that we went to, and band's called Dirty Projectors, and the song is called Useful Chamber. Enjoy.
Snow globe, ride up clean and cold. that long. I don't know what I should be looking at, but I will look wherever I'm told.
That was fun, wasn't it? I thought it was fun. Since I'm doing this on Sunday, I was wondering if I should just do it like church would be doing it. The next song that we are going to play is a band called Robin Hitchcock. The song is called Your Head Here. Peter Buck, Scott McCoy, and Bill Rieflin all performed on the album. They are all part of the band REM, although Scott McCoy and Bill Rieflin aren't really part of the band. They're just side members. All right. I really hope that you enjoy the next song, because I really like it.
Everyone you said that you'd never ever turn into, leave behind or shed the true belief in what you have to do. It's so sorry if I disappoint you. I walk 1,000 miles to be alone. Everyone you care about, say you'd never do without. Walk away for sake or doubt, see them fade and flicker out. Faces on the phone. Everything that you rely on, tentacles of blood and iron, pillows that you wanna cry on, promises that you get by on. Life is all I own. You walk 1,000 miles and you're alone.
Ring my chimes on a ding-dong day.
Step right up and see.
It's your head.
Your shadow in the sand, love that blossom in your hand, diamonds that goes deep and into the phantom sun. Boys with meat inside their heads, appetites that get it spread all across the lily bed. The lily pad is turning red. I love the way you drone. I walk 1,000 miles a night.
Ring my chimes, I'm a ding-dong daddy.
Yes, siree, it's true.
It's your head.
As you can imagine, I'm getting to the end of this, so I'm going to try to keep things short and sweet from now on. Here's a band I haven't really investigated them all that much, but I actually pretty much like this song. It came out with, I think it was just one individual just coming out, but with a bunch of just different mixes and such. As I said, I'm getting a little ornery at the end of this. Band's called Weird Tapes, and the song is called The Heavens.
Bye.
Lamb Straight. So our next song, or actually we're going to play a song by a band called The Fuck Buttons. You ever like a name? I mean, if you're going to have a name, you know, you want to call band The Fuck Buttons. The Fuck Buttons. So The Fuck Buttons wrote the song called Olympians. Olympians, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at a list of songs here and missing it. It's called Olympians, and I don't know why I didn't miss this, because I think the song, if they played the song before the Olympic Committee voted, you know, in terms of Chicago, if the Chicagoans made this little video using this song, I would have said they would have gotten the Olympic bid, because it's just so inspiring. It's a wonderful song. It's quite long if you've ever listened to them. I've seen them live a couple times, and they're all over the place. But I love them. So I hope you do as well, because that's why I'm doing this. So you like music. Otherwise, it would be sort of stupid, I guess. Why just play music for somebody if they're not going to like it? So something like that. But that's a whole nother philosophical issue. It's just my way to put it together, an hour, and in this case it's going to be an hour and 10 minutes worth of music, and get people to listen to music that comes from this century. All right, enjoy The Fuck Buttons.